Good evening, everybody. My name is Allison Leary, Chair of Public Facilities, by members Mark Laredo, Counselor at Large from Ward 7, Andrea Kelly, Counselor at Large from Ward 3, and David Kalis, Counselor at Large from Ward 8. That's everybody and so far. So the first and only item on our list is item 349-21, and this is Her Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $181,550 for the Cheesecake Brook Bridge repair account. And we did get quite a bit of information and letters from various heads of departments that are all enthusiastic about us getting this done so that the kids from Day can continue crossing with another pedestrian bridge. So Josh, are you going to kick the discussion off here? Or
I am. So thank you very much. Appreciate everybody coming out tonight. So yes, we did in your packets, what you'll see are the docket letter from the mayor, the docket letter from myself, both of those requesting $181,550. Brief breakdown into five categories: the demo of the existing Albemarle Road footbridge that was damaged a few weeks back in the flood, new temporary bridge, purchase, construction, installation, $133,200, replacement of the decking on the Nevada Street footbridge for $25,830, and then a contingency to round it off to the $181,550. In addition, you have an itemized breakdown provided by NEL Corporation, which is one of our on-call general contractors for the city. As you mentioned, we have letters of support from Parks and Rec, DPW, and Newton Public Schools. So what we are looking to do is we're moving very quickly. This bridge is, I would say, critically important to the FA Day students, some parents as well, both pedestrians and bicycle riders. We see a couple hundred kids in drop-off and then again at pick-up crossing that bridge on a daily basis. So it is a major, major element that we want to get back in play as soon as possible. Right now, kids are being diverted to the, I guess it would be the north and south, one to Watertown, the other up to Craft, and making their way around. This bridge will allow us to restore operations. This is a temporary bridge while we work on a permanent solution. That's going to require working with a lot of different departments, so the Parks and Rec Department, DPW, Conservation, Planning, Engineering. There will be state reviews, a lot of different steps in that process because we're working directly over a river. It was important that we got this temporary bridge in place and fully operational while we work with the community on the long-term solution. And as has been discussed in the past, that long-term solution may in fact be that bridge, be at a different location or exactly where it is now. So that's big picture. I'm happy to answer any and all questions. I will say that one other question that came up, and I'll just hit it here now. The intent is to leave this bridge up, as I mentioned, while we work through the permanent solution. When it comes time to have that permanent solution online, we can then make a decision about the future of the temporary bridge. It could be demolished and removed. It could be demolished, removed, and salvaged and reused somewhere else. Or it could be left in place if the decision is to place the permanent bridge in another location. Because this, although is a temporary bridge, it is a permanent, it's permanent in quality, put it that way.
Okay. Thank you, Josh. Can you, if we approve everything this evening, what would be the timeline? Like, how quickly would the bridge be functional and ready for kids to be able to cross it?
About 3 weeks.
Really? Wow.
Yes. Which is why some of you may wonder why the Public Buildings Commissioner is building bridges. It's
you
not because
built bridges, Josh.
Well, that's true, metaphorically. I have the structure in my contractors and my on-call contractors to be able to move quickly. I have to be to respond to issues in the building world. It's not to say that other departments don't need to move quickly, but it's time is really of the essence on a lot of our stuff. So I had a contractor that had a lot of experience building pedestrian bridges, and everything, the stars just aligned. We got a proposal and we're looking to move forward. And ultimately, as I mentioned, DPW Parks and Rec will be involved. They're reviewing the plans as well, because this will be something that they need to maintain going forward.
Okay. Wow. Are there any questions from the committee?
I'm happy to move the item, Madam Chair, when you're
okay.
ready.
Yep. There's a couple of questions. Ms. Lemieux, do you want to make a comment?
Thank you, if I may, Madam Chair. The only comment that I would make in addition to everything that Josh said is just to be clear, especially if anybody is watching this or reading minutes later on, when we talk about a long-term solution, we are thinking that that may very well be 2 to 3 years, so that everybody really understands. And that's why we're actually looking to purchase the bridge. We do not know yet if we're going to need the Army Corps of Engineers to approve whatever our final solution is. We know that DEP or EPA and, you know, different state agencies will definitely be involved. So this will not be something that the permanent structure will not happen, you know, in 6 months or this springtime. This is really going to take us a couple of years to get through the approval process. So that's why we need to make sure that we have a very good sturdy bridge there in the meantime.
Thank you very much. Okay, I see. Councillor Kalis, did you have your hand up?
My question was just answered.
Okay. Okay. Councillor Kelly.
And Allison, it's John Oliver. I don't know if you can hear me.
Oh, I can hear you, John.
I'm on the phone. I'm traveling. But my only question, I guess, is are we planning on putting the temporary bridge where the other, you know, where the bridge that came down is?
So that was just discussed by our building commissioner, and one of the choices was that could be a second bridge if we chose to leave it standing and build a more permanent bridge at another location, or in 2 or 3 years it could, when we make the change, it could be the permanent bridge. But
no, I'm sorry. Are we going to put the temporary bridge, you know, like in 3 weeks? Is that going to go where the bridge that just was knocked down?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry, I missed that earlier. Okay.
No worries. No. We didn't cover that. It is going in the same spot.
Okay.
Okay. Thank just you. For the record, that was Councillor John Oliver at large for Ward 1.
Sorry.
Okay. Councillor Kelly.
Thank you. First, I would like to commend Commissioner Morse for how quickly this appears to be moving forward, because I think it's really important. My first thought was like, why does it still take till October? But when you explain that it was actually can be put in within 3 weeks of now, that sounds pretty quick to me. And I think it's important. And as Maureen Lemieux said, if a permanent solution can't come for a few years, then I think we need to do this. So I'm definitely in favor of voting for the motion that Councillor Laredo made. But I want us to think about, it's been years of exposure and being on the design review committee, how many temporary things we do that don't last into the future. So I like that you're thinking about what else can be done with this or where does it go? Because, you know, even though it's a small amount compared to the millions the new bridge will take, like, we just don't want to waste money on purposes like this. And I see Louise here. I'm happy to know that Parks and Rec will be maintaining this. I'm like, again, I'm ready to go forward, but let's just be so aware of temporary structures and what that means for the future. I can't quite picture what they're going to look like. Like, is this a prefab thing or will it be accessible? We don't have the kind of design plans and details we usually have when we approve something. I assume all of that is happening. It will be accessible. Commissioner Morse, maybe I missed if you touched on some of those things, but that's it for me.
So the temporary bridge is not going to be accessible. It cannot be. And that's part of what is going to take us a while on the permanent solution. In order to make the bridge accessible, I would need to rip out the foundations, and then I would have to get into the earthwork along the sidewalls of the Cheesecake to pour new foundations to lower the entire structure down. And that would trigger the full review and the 2 to 3 year timeline. So the previous bridge was not accessible. This one will be marginally more accessible. It will certainly be smoother transitions, but the full accessible bridge will be the permanent solution.
Well, I appreciate the honest answer there. I think that it is, of course, a problem, but I think we need to do something to allow all these kids and other people to cross over the bridge. So again, I will vote for this, but I would just like to raise our awareness about thinking about like short-term versus long-term. Thanks again.
Thank you. I just want to say we're joined by Councillor Deborah Crossley at large from Ward 5 and Councillor Pam Wright at large from Ward 3. And President Susan Albright at large from Ward 2. President Albright, I see you have your hand up. I think you're muted.
Sorry. I may have missed this, Mr. Morse, but how long do you think it will be before we get a real bridge?
So Maureen was explaining that we have quite a few reviews. I believe it would be DEP, the Army Corps of Engineers, Conservation Commission, and others. Obviously, the City Council. The approvals process will probably take a few years. And, of course, working with the community, siting the bridge, determining where it makes the most sense, thinking about the other projects that are going on there. So that we've got a lot of community outreach and a lot of approvals that we're going to have to work through. So probably 2 to 3 years before we're done with a permanent solution.
Okay. This issue came up in my mind, this non-accessibility, because of something that's coming before zoning and planning later tonight. But I 26% of the population in our country has a disability. And of those, roughly 14% have a mobility disability. And there are 8 to 10% of the population that have blue eyes. What if we said people with blue eyes won't be able to use this bridge for 4 years? Just think about it. Think about that disability from that perspective. And I mean, I understand the need for a temporary bridge to get it done fast. But to do something that excludes so many people from its use troubles me. So I hope you can speed up that timetable as fast as you possibly can.
So, thank you, President Albright, for those comments. I do not see any other hands up from any city councilors. There is a motion to approve this item. If there's no further discussion, I'd like to go ahead and with the motion from Councillor Laredo to approve. Okay. So all those in favor of for approval, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Any abstentions? Okay. It passes we have 5 members of our committee here tonight. Okay, well, that's all the business for public facilities this evening. I'll see you at zoning and planning or your other meetings. Have a good evening, everybody.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thanks.